The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It is Monday, and Anthony A. got to witness something I see all the time. DJ Automatic in his athletic action. All the abilities of a husband. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Happy New Year. I'm Dana Cortez.
What are you talking about? DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I don't know if you listened last week, but we had some battery trouble. Anthony A. had to pick us up at the Casa House. Things were not going well. Otto was already mad. And then Anthony looked at him and said, is there something, dude, you need to do? Yeah, I forgot the trash. We've been sitting there for 30 minutes. He could have done it. Wait till Anthony gets there, which takes more time. But he ran it out. He did it. He did his husband duty. He did it fast, too. Remember?
Husband duty. Is that what that is?
Yeah, Dana doesn't take out the trash at all. It's my job. That's just solely my job. That and picking up all the dog stuff. And
same as your daughter, too. Your daughter doesn't take out any
Nobody
trash?
Nobody takes out the trash besides me.
Really? Well, Ava-Matic has taken it out in
it's
case
like pulling
of emergency.
Teeth to get her to do it.
You gotta teach her to get rid of trash, all right? That's a big life lesson there.
I think I've taught her some other life lessons.
As you saw, he can't teach himself.
He forgot to
take the trash out. But this is a big deal. I've been seeing it all over TikTok and all over Instagram. Wives recording their husbands running out to beat the trash man.
Hey.
Get the trash cans out.
I got it out, and as we were driving off, guess what? The trash man pulled
up. Trash truck was coming.
I just love where we're at now in society to where, like, that's, like, a masculine thing.
I know. Taking out the trash, which is, like, I've been doing this since I was probably, like, 5 years old, 6 years old.
First of all, your trash can had wheels on it, bud.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, it wasn't even, like, that big of a trash can, dude.
I will say this, though. My trash can, one of them doesn't have a top, and so it was full of rainwater.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That means we probably couldn't take the trash out.
And then I just dump it in the street.
Dog poopy rainwater.
No, that's my recycling bin. I don't do that. Never do
referencing
that.
Referencing your recycling bin is full husband mode, dude. Yeah. Just in case you did not know. There it is.
And I'm like, anybody who wants to give me a pat on the back for recycling, you go ahead.
You're a husband. Right, you don't get one.
And National Day Anthony A.
Maybe over the pat below. Maybe, bud. Yeah. We'll kick it off with National Measure Your Feet Day.
I remember when I learned that you can measure the size of your foot from your elbow to your wrist.
Oh, is that you?
Pretty Woman. Yeah, when Vivian explains that to Edward.
Your foot's as big as your arm from your elbow to your wrist?
Yeah, put your foot between your elbow and your wrist, and that's the size of your foot.
All right, dude. The moment I can put my foot to my wrist is fix my mobility issues.
Oh, my gosh. You're so not flexible.
We'll have National Pie Day. That's the fun one, not the math equation, y'all.
Oh, the good
apple
one.
Apple pie with ice cream, baby, on the mode.
Now, I love National Pie Day. But, you know, a lot of people are going to love this one more. It is the start of income tax season. Yay! Let's go.
Money.
Yes. So I remember waiting for my income tax. And you know what was the worst part about it? Every year I would say, this time I'm going to pay everything off and I'm never going to get back.
And I'm
going to
have some money saved just in case.
Never get back in debt. I don't think I ever did that. Save your money. Seriously. Try to put some away and invest in your future.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody promises at the beginning of every new year, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to get healthy. And by mid-February, I think most people quit. It's like 80%. So we want to help you here inside the Fat Club. Keep your promise to yourself to get healthy. I've kept 60 plus pounds off. DJ Automatic, you're pretty slim.
I lost 11 pounds since the beginning of the year.
We saw your fat photo last week.
Well, Anthony, that was like 250.
He's on his fitness,
I'm kicking
too.
It. Yeah, you're doing your thing. I wouldn't say on it, but you know, I'm kicking it.
So let's talk about something called a snaccident.
What is a snaccident?
It sounds like you have sex with your ex-girlfriend.
No. Snaccident is when you promise yourself, I'm not going to eat mindlessly anymore.
Oh.
And then you're streaming your favorite show. You're watching Yellowstone or whatnot, whatever. And the chips come calling.
That's my biggest problem.
What?
I can't sit there and eat all kinds of like trash food while I'm watching Yellowstone. Those are like manly men, like with bales of hay and stuff like that, dude.
Rip is a little chubby.
But like they're doing like man workouts, bro. Yeah. Can you sit there and just tackle some donuts?
Otto can't.
The only thing I can eat during Yellowstone is beef jerky. Okay?
Yeah. Settle down, cowboy. Otto puts a black cowboy hat on when you watch Yellowstone. So here's some tactics to reduce snaccidents.
Okay?
Because it's bedtime munchies. You're laying in bed, you're watching TV, whatever. Have healthy snacks ready. Sometimes I put fruit out right
on the
carrots. Carrots, grapes. Man, but you know, chips taste better. But don't do that. Don't keep the chips in the house. Brush your teeth. I know it sounds crazy, but once you brush your teeth, your mind says don't eat. It's like a mental thing.
And mine plus, doesn't.
First of all, mine got to say brush my teeth. That's like hard. Brush my teeth or eat a freaking donut?
Yeah.
What?
If you brush your teeth, things don't taste as good either.
True.
Not just orange juice. Things taste differently. Drink 2 glasses of water.
Oh.
Okay, because that gives you the feeling of being full. And it's also good for your body to do that. Distract yourself by doing something else for just 15 minutes. Psychologically, you'll forget that you want to sit there with the chips or whatever it is that you have your snacks in it with. And then I've been doing this forever. I didn't even know. Have a low calorie or sugar-free hot chocolate on hand. Because you can make that up, drink it, and it gives you a feeling of eating something sweet, and it gives you a full feeling.
So what I've been doing is I buy those ice drinks. They're the carbonated waters.
Yes.
And that kills that sugar craving, kills the...
Because it gives you the sweetness and the carbonation.
These are all very good things to do, right? These are all matter of fact and like action things that you should be doing. But like, let's dive into the menthe a little bit, DJ Automatic.
Okay.
Right, you've been having success with just recent weight loss journey. When it's time to, you know, say, hey, I'm not going to have this soda. I'm not going to have this candy bar. You're going to go get this healthy meal. Like, what's the thing in your head that makes you make that decision? Like, what makes you do that, brother? What's your why when it comes to eating healthy?
Because we got to be on camera and be in pictures.
There it is. That's there it. Is,
that's
dude.
It. It's just 100% vanity. That's
vain.
It.
Yes. That has nothing to do with
it's
health.
Like, I know when they're going to do cut to my scene on the Suns and I'm on that big old jumbo screen. I don't want to be a big old jumbo
dude. That's what's up, dude. That's what's up, dog. That's what's up. Mine has recently been like, yo, I've been poor for too long and I just got a new car, so I don't want to go out in a bad way. Like, that's like a life or death thing.
You got a new car.
I got a new car. I got to enjoy this.
You can't be the fat guy in a new car.
Yeah, dude. Whatever your why is, just dig in and remember that right now.
I want to share this with you. Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll send you the study so you can avoid a snaccident.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Would you like a psychic reading with Seer Mahdi? If you're saying yes, call right now. It's time for What's Your Sign?
Woo!
Mahdi, welcome, welcome, welcome. So we always give, you know, our listeners a chance to talk to you, whether they send me a voice message to my Instagram, at Dana Cortez, or they just call the old-fashioned way, call the radio, and you have agreed to give this girl her reading. Are you ready?
I am very ready.
Okay, so obviously she's beginning with her sign.
I'm a Taurus.
And your first name?
Peyton.
Okay, now I need your date of birth, no year, followed by your question. Go ahead.
My birthday is May 16th, and I was just wondering if the career path that I'm on right now is one that I should stick with.
Question about the job. So what are you feeling about her energy?
So when I tap into her job only, I feel like she's very unsatisfied. Obviously, this is why there's a conflict there for her as to whether she needs to stay or she needs to leave. There is a lot of emotional attachment to her job, so it's become very difficult for her to leave because she's very nervous about what the future holds if she was to leave this steady career path, but she is unsatisfied with it. However, when I look at going towards her business or going towards the other career path, I do feel that there is a lot of indecision because she doesn't know. It's kind of like going somewhere where she doesn't know what the end goal will be.
Right.
Spirit is asking her to continue to do both as hard as it's been because she doesn't really feel satisfied with her job, but it's giving her the resources.
She has a secure paycheck, but she loves something else. Just hold on, continue working toward the goal you love, and it's going to happen, but don't give up that 9-to-5 yet.
Not yet. She's going to get through it, and this money's going to come for her, for sure.
I'm ready for our reading.
The money's coming. Automatics had like this weird last week. Spiritually, what does our forecast look like collectively as a whole?
Well, you guys, everybody has been feeling it because the planets have been shifting. Things have gone, we're in retrograde, and now they've gone direct, like Mercury, for example. Saturn's changed signs. Mars also changed signs, and it's gone direct. It feels like there's a big shift, and a lot of this is becoming very overwhelming sometimes for us, but this specific week, people that are into their love life, I feel that's going to be coming up a lot this week. Love life and the journey of twin flame. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the twin flame journey. And I do see people trying to figure out what their path is with another individual. Now, people that are more focused on their career is ascending. I do see that for people.
Seer Mahdi, you can't have everyone talk about their exes and then go like a dark voice on us. I was like, Seer Mahdi, whoa.
Let me clear my throat real quick. Yeah, let me clear my throat.
That was DJ Cool.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that when it comes to career, career. People are ascending in their career this week. I feel that being stubborn is no longer working for a lot of people, and just going with the flow is going to be the call here.
I like to hear that careers are ascending, though. That's a good thing.
I love that, too, and I feel that.
Oh, yeah.
People find themselves in these romantic qualms. It's really time to make a decision. It's decision week for a lot of people.
I mean, guys, do you want to spend the money or not?
Oh my gosh, for Valentine's Day, give me a break.
If you ain't, somebody else will.
Before the Valentine's Day, it's always breakup season.
Yeah,
that's right, man. If she or he ain't worth it, I ain't spending no money. All right, if you want to follow Siramati, please do so on Instagram. It's at illestdivinity. Then you can get details on how you can set up a private reading with her. And, thank you, Mati. I don't even know what else to say. You always give us the best advice every week. We're so grateful for you. Happy New Year, Mama. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Mati.
Thank you, Mati.
Love you, too. What's Your Sign? Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Selena Gomez starring in a movie about the Mexican cartel. Yeah, I got this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Ulta. Anthony, A celebrity birthdays first.
On this day in 1998, XXXTentacion was born. May he rest in peace.
All right, so I'm going to start off just out the gate talking about P. Diddy.
Take that.
P. E. Diddy was trending last week. Apparently, his main Young Miami, City Girls Young Miami, is into the golden showers. He is too. They got this thing. I don't know.
Good for them.
But there's just a line that you cross when it comes to freaky deaky.
But I'll tell you,
it stinks. It's dirty. It's not
obviously
sanitary.
Not our thing. But when you're finding a companion,
don't say our thing. Just say me and my wife's thing. Because three of us in this room. Okay, so chill, bud.
Well, not my thing, not your thing. Yeah, I don't know if it's your thing.
The girl who peed in your bed, you said it wasn't attractive?
No, well, yeah, that was an accidental situation, right? It wasn't like a shower thing. But I've actually had a homie who's had a woman request this to him.
There are women who are into it.
It's a lot more challenging than you would think to be able to do that while you're around.
He couldn't do it?
Yeah. I didn't even think he could do it.
He was like, bro, I could not do it. She was like, do it on me. And I was like, I can't.
He had to get in that position. That's like, you know,
once again, it's hard, bro.
Turn the sink on.
You can't hit it with the helicopter.
What I was trying to say, though, is you just got to meet somebody and match their freakiness.
Yeah.
So they've matched each other's freakiness. Good for them.
Get it.
Let me tell you about
Kanye West. Maybe he's met his match in freakiness, too. You know, he's married to Bianca Sensory. She is a designer for Yeezy. Is Yeezy still a thing? I don't even know. Anyway, the two, they said they're at dues at the Beverly Hills Hotel, wherever they're staying. And Kim is a little concerned, according to sources, because she doesn't know this woman, and they share children together. Is this chick going to be in the kid's life for a second, for a week, for, like, who is she?
You think Kim's just mad because he beat her to the punch?
No.
You don't think there's, like, a little tidbit of jealousy?
Good for Kanye. No. That Kanye finally kind of got to her a little bit, right?
I don't think so.
For her to say that she's worried is goofy when her ex-boyfriend tattooed her kid's name on his neck. Like,
exactly.
Chill.
Come on.
Girl, what are you talking about? You just left with Pete Davidson. Are you worried about who I'm with? Yo, whoa, nah.
She didn't marry him, though. It was only a tattoo.
She would have if he would have asked.
Bro.
And then finally, Selena Gomez is starring alongside Zoe Saldana in a movie called Emilia Perez. And it is about a Mexican cartel leader that changes his gender to a woman to avoid being captured. So
that's what's up.
I don't know how the real cartel's going to feel about this. And, you know, Selena Gomez is Mexican-American, so I don't know.
I was going to say, I'm a little worried for Selena Gomez because some of the people that have done these kind of movies have had some problems before. So we'll see what happens.
Say that about Selena Gomez. She's like the sweetest lady ever, but
she's doing a movie about the cartel, and they don't particularly like people doing movies about them.
TBH, I'm over, like, cartel Mexican movies. I feel like it's giving, like, a bad image of Mexico. And I would like to see more, like, movies about, like, luchadores and, like, wrestlers. For real, like, more like... like stuff like that, dude. Like, I watched a documentary about Rey Mysterio. Shout out Rey Mysterio. Shout out Eddie Guerrero, baby. What's up, dog?
Maybe we'll pitch that movie when we're in LA next month.
That's
your Daily Dirt. Back with more to show after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Is it bad to drink coffee on an empty stomach?
Is it?
I'm going to tell you in food news. It's Hottest Hashtags. Happy New Year. Dana Cortez Show is on. It's Monday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Now, this is a very serious hashtag we're beginning with. The family of a six-year-old who shot his first grade teacher is speaking out for the first time. This happened in Virginia. They released a statement through their lawyer. It says, the firearm our son accessed was secured. He has an acute disability and is under a care plan that includes his parents being in class with him every day. This was the first time that neither parent accompanied him to class, and a day they say they will regret for the rest of their lives. They go on to say their heart goes out to their son's teacher, and we pray for healing in the aftermath of such an unimaginable tragedy as she selflessly served our son and the children in the school.
So wait, they had to go to school with their kid every single day, and one day they didn't go, their kid took a gun to school and shot the teacher?
He's six.
How about not putting him in school anymore?
First grade. Well, we don't know what's going to happen. The teacher, thank goodness she's alive. But if you say the gun was secured, this might be a little controversial. If you have a child that's mentally unstable in any way whatsoever, you shouldn't have a gun in your house.
Well, everything's hindsight now, though, right?
Yeah, like, it is all hindsight. But if you have to like monitor your kid that closely?
Let me say something. You're talking about Sandy Hook. That woman had guns in her house, a mentally ill son who was a teenager, but whatever. Look what he did. He went to Sandy Hook. We don't learn. This isn't something new. Are we just not learning? Are we not paying attention? I don't care how old the child is. You shouldn't have a gun in the house if the child has some type of mental disability.
That's mind-blowing. Six years old.
So now we'll move on to food news. Is it bad to drink coffee on an empty stomach? According to research that began in the 1970s, Dr. Byron Cryer, chief of internal medicine at Baylor University in Dallas, says coffee, even concentrated form, is not likely to cause injury to your tummy.
I was going to say, all the years I've been drinking coffee on an empty stomach, I hope I was okay.
Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, but DJ Automatic, do you feel when you drink coffee on an empty stomach, do you get more
I get a little more kick to it. Yeah, it like soaks into the bloodstream a little quicker.
Cheers, man. Yeah. Enjoy. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and start this one off with National Handwriting Day, which I have horrible handwriting.
Once a month, right, Automatic, I send a check. I write a check just to practice, and it still looks crappy because I only do it once a month.
I literally write every single day just so I don't lose it.
I recently started using my Anthony A signature now.
Famous.
Oh, you think you're famous now? Yeah, dude.
It's stripper.
Are people asking you for autographs?
Strippers. I'm trying to strippers.
That's signing the check.
Yeah, it's like a little hip. I signed their little lonias.
Long has.
Whatever it is.
Latinx, a little
bit. All right, let's go. We'll go with National Measure Your Feet Day. I'm a size 11.
I'm putting a that out 5 there, and a half, DJ Automatic. So you can measure your foot from wrist to elbow, according to Pretty Woman.
So I think the new thing is going to be like, you know what they say about men with long forms.
What do they say?
They got big feet.
Oh.
Longer.
What?
No? Anyway, all right. Yeah. Stripper sound that was funny.
My husband got big feet.
Yeah, okay. All right. You know what? It's the kickoff of income tax season. Let's go.
Yay! What are you doing with your tax return? I say, look, when I used to get a tax return, I used to promise myself, I'm going to save it this year. I'm not going to overextend or whatever. If you have an opportunity to put $500 away in something called a Roth IRA, do it. If I had listened to my Aunt Sylvia, I'd have been a millionaire, but I didn't listen.
Damn, shout out Aunt Sylvia.
Do it.
We'll wrap it up on National Pie Day. Is cheesecake pie? Cheesecake's pie, right?
No, cheesecake.
Nah.
No, dude. It's a pie.
It's a pie.
It's called cheesecake.
It has a crust.
It has a crust, dog. Yeah, so I would take my answer back. Cheesecake is my favorite pie.
But why would they call it cheesecake then?
Because it's trickery.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier on the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was explaining how to avoid the snacksident. All right? When you're pursuing a healthy lifestyle, how to avoid those snacks. But it got me and DJ Automatic talking about his love life in relation to his health. Was he healthier when he was a single man? Or is he healthier since he's been married to Dana Cortez? Well, let's talk about that right now. 22 dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you want to hear about how to avoid a snacksident, go listen to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. It's available on all digital stream platforms. You'll hear the full conversation and all Dana's advice there, which really comes down to like, you got to have the mental discipline, dog, to just keep the refrigerator closed, all right? And also a little life hack that I do, I put a little note in the refrigerator that says, you're not hungry, you're just bored.
Yep.
There it is.
If you're eating after 8 o'clock, there's no point to it.
Automatic, you've been on a recent pursuit of a healthier lifestyle, my friend, which therefore you have lost, what is it, 11 pounds?
11 pounds.
Yeah, let's go.
I was getting a little chubs there.
There it is, dude. And, you know, what do you think that loss of 11 pounds has contributed to?
Just not eating late.
Just not eating late.
And just calorie deficit, not eating as much. Now instead of having six pieces of pizza, I'll have three.
Okay, let's get
instead of having six tacos, I have three.
Let's give the people what they came here to hear, DJ Automatic. Do you think since you've been married to Dana Cortez, you've been living healthier and eating more veggies and greens and just better living than you were when you were a single man?
Hell no.
Oh no!
I was so much more healthy when I lived by myself.
Really?
Yeah, because one, it was like I'm single, and so you never know when you're single what can happen.
Yeah, you're right. You got to stay back out
there.
It's
like there, you got to be getting ready.
I recently kind of like have opened myself back up to dating, I guess.
Yes. So
and I'm like, you know what? I got
to
tie it
time
up.
Time to lose some weight.
Yeah, I got
to
tie it up. I got to get in peak op form right here, dog.
Because it could go down at any time. At when any you're moment. Married, guess what? It doesn't usually go down at any time.
Oh, no, man.
All well, right. I mean, of course you want to look good for your partner and all that stuff, but you know, when you're single, you're out there hunting.
Yeah,
you got to be in your best physical shape.
The husband hobbies lead to a dad bod.
Thank you.
That's what it is. All right?
Yeah. And the other thing is, I will say this: I feel like I ate better when I was single.
Damn, for real, dude.
Yeah,
your wife be making some food too, yeah, man.
Well, that's what the problem mean? Is because Dana can cook, and she cooks Mexican, and like, when you're eating Mexican 24/7, guess what? I mean, when Dana and I first got married, I got up to 250 pounds. I gained 45 pounds.
All the refried beans. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, Automatic, continue on that good pursuit, brother. We're happy for you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.